Now, what is this thing called, if we're going into this auditor then, what is this thing called stage fright? And how could a person resolve stage fright? Well, the crudest way he could resolve it is simply by some kind of mock-up. You know, just do mock-ups on being scared to death, an audience jumping him, and so forth. Well, that's a very crude way to do stage fright. Very, very crude way to do it. The best way to cure stage fright is to walk up on a stage before a vast number of people and do your best. And after you've done it a few times, you'll recognize that this is an as-isness. This condition, and generally everything connected with it, the strain and so forth, will blow. You just recognize clearly that you're under strain when you talk to this audience. You're just under strain. So what? So I'm under strain when I talk to the audience, and you won't be. All it is fear of what you will do, that you might do something unpredicted or something strange might occur. And after you've done it a few times, you discover that no strange things occur, that you get away with it every time, and you become quite accomplished. Now, there's something else that you could do. There's something else, definitely, that you could do to improve your capabilities as a group auditor. And that's beingness. You could just practice beingness. You could be actors and be therapists and be swamis and be this kind of thing and be that kind of thing and just work on it on this kind of a gradient scale until you got the idea you could be anything. You could have this run on you, see, processing. And it will cure stage fright, too. Because a person with stage fright is being somebody who has stage fright. That's all there is to it, you see. It's just as is, Q&A. All right. The whole subject of group auditing then involves itself today not so much with a knowledge of technique, but it involves itself with a stage presence on the part of the group auditor and his command over the group itself. If he's willing for the group to get well, they'll get well. If he's interested in whether they get well, they will. If he's interested in having a group, he'll have one. It's a very odd thing. The very best auditors we have now have no real difficulty in collecting groups. If they're really good auditors, they have no real difficulty in collecting groups. So I don't know where all the scarcity of groups, where this idea came from, unless it came from the same source as bad auditing. You know, the individual was having a rough time. Now, you can't have a feeling of embarrassment towards your fellow man, actually, and walk up to him on the street and say things to him, you know, and ask him to come places, or sell him things or anything else. As long as you have an embarrassment toward somebody or toward men, you'll have difficulty collecting a group or running a group or anything of this sort. What is this quantity called embarrassment? It is a matter of exhibition. Here we have appearance and disappearance as a dichotomy, you see. And a group auditor is somebody who has to be willing to appear. And if he's been compulsively made to appear many, many times against his will, one of his mother's favorite phrases might have been, "Look at you. You are dirty from head to foot, and I just cleaned you up. Look at you. Look at you. Look at your appearing, you little swine." Some gentle upbringing of this character will tend to promote embarrassment. But you shouldn't go looking for embarrassment into deep-seated significances. The embarrassment is the fellow is there kind of apologizing for his presence and trying to disappear at the same time. That's the as-isness of embarrassment. And that's just an as-isness. We don't care where it came from. See? He's apologizing. So one of the first things you could do is simply don't apologize for your presence. You might expect people to apologize for theirs, but don't you apologize for yours. You're here. And their hard luck, they're there too, or their good luck that they're there. But if a fellow's in real good shape, why, this is the sort of an atmosphere that goes around a group session. He says, "I'm here, and you're right there, and I'm real glad to see you, and you're sitting there, and it's all awful unlucky for you if you're sick, because you're going to get well, and you could come in and not run any of the commands at all and sit down, and you'll get well, naturally. I mean, that's a matter of course. And I'm sorry you've got some things to be ashamed of, but, you know, I haven't got a single one. I can remember back down the track just as far as I can reach, and all the women I've ruined and everything else? Well, you're just jealous because you couldn't have ruined that many women. And in other words, here I am and here we go and everything's fine and so forth. Just a fairly calm atmosphere rather than an excited, ecstatic atmosphere. But even an excited, ecstatic atmosphere, or a Swami atmosphere, or an Amy Semple McPherson atmosphere, is better than somebody standing there saying, you know, I'm sorry I'm up here visible. So the best way to get into the groove of group auditing is get your case in good shape, just exactly as you would get your case into good shape, just with standard processing. Nothing peculiar, nothing slanted, nothing odd or unusual. Run on it, just it gets in good shape, you're a little freer. And as you become freer, then you are more competent to let yourself appear. And the other that goes right along with that, and it's not at all dependent on you getting your case in good shape, is the fact that you just go on making public appearances and group auditing people with this postulate. Everybody's glad to see me, they're very happy to hear me talk, and I'm here, and I know at the same time I'm scared to death, and that's the as-isness of it. So what? But I'm putting on a good show anyhow, and the next thing you know, why, all of that is gone. It's all that feeling of strain, tension, everything is gone. And you go on, give group sessions. But you give sessions to people to make them well, not to be somebody standing on a stage running off a set of words. You have reason, purpose, and meaning in what you're doing, and consider it a personal affront if somebody in this group did not immediately get entirely well after a couple hours processing. That's a personal affront, and you treat it as such when they tell you about it. You mean you've come to one of my sessions and not gotten well? Huh. Well, I'll let you come to another one, but don't pull this again. Okay.